right, so we're up to chapter 167, Kuf Samach Zayin. We're learning the laws about breaking of the bread, and we're going to do now chapter subsection 20, Chof. Ein ha-mesubim rashoim litoim ad sheyitoim ha-boitzeya. The people that are sitting around the table, that are mesubim. In the olden days, they were leaning. That's the way, that was their, they called them mesubim. So they are not permitted to taste, to take their piece of bread, until the one who has broken the bread, the one, the leader, has tasted first. Kegoyim, for example, im heim roitzim lachtoich min halechem, say they want to cut a piece from the bread from which the one who was breaking was using, and to taste before he does. They can't do that, so they can't go to that piece of bread and eat it before the one who makes the bracha and does the betziah, he does it. Avol, hu lo yitin lehem klal koydim shiyitim. He says, but the person who's making the bracha, who's cutting, he should not, in any event, give them at all before he tastes. That's why we have to have the scenario in a case in which they're doing it themselves, but he shouldn't do so. What should he do? Now, if you notice, the person that makes the cut on the challah by the table will first take for himself a piece and only later on give it out to the assembled, because you don't want to interrupt with delaying that it takes to give out the bread between his blessing, the blessing and the eating. Not necessary. Because they would not be permitted to taste what he gives them until he tastes first. So there's no point in you giving them out. So if they would be able to eat it when you gave it to them, then you could say, maybe, you know, give it to them so they'll make the bracha, because they're also like making the bracha, they'll be eating right away. But they have to wait for him anyways. So therefore we say, first you make the bracha, and when you make the bracha, then you take taste first, and only afterwards you give to the other people. What happens if each one has their own loaf in front of them? They don't require, they don't need the loaf that is in the hand of the one that it's breaking off. They are permitted to taste from their loaves before he will taste, he'll eat from his loaf. The only thing they need to wait, until Amen will be responded to by most of the people that are answering. As we said earlier in subsection Gimel, that the one who's making the bracha should not start to eat before everybody says Amen. So they too, before they're going to taste from their bread, everybody should say Amen. Ubishabbos v'yomtiv. So normally, if it's not Shabbos and Yomtiv, you just have a loaf. But on Shabbos and Yomtiv, tzarich liyis lifnei mesubim lechamishna. The assembled should have a double bread because they need chus mimashu lifnei abetzei. Oh, thank you. Besides that which is in front of the betzei. Ba'oz rashoim litoin koydum abetzei. Then they're permitted to taste before the one that breaks it off. So if they have their own lecha mishnah, they have their double bread, if it's Shabbos and Yontav where they need a double bread, they have to wait for the one who's at the head, because he is fulfilling their obligation with the Lecha Mishnah that he's using. But if they have their own, that's fine. Let's wait for... Otherwise, they would need the double bread, the Lecha Mishnah, which is in front of the person that is making the bracha. So, if it's not Shabbos and Yontiv, you can go eat from your piece because you don't have to wait for the one that is making the bracha, the boitzeah. But if he's the only one that has the Lecha Mishnah and the Shabbos and Yontiv, then you have to wait for him anyways because you don't have a Lecha Mishnah, unless you got your own Lecha Mishnah. But otherwise, you must wait for him. Also during the weekday, they should have a full loaf, just like in front of the Betzeah. There's another requirement. Why? Because otherwise, they require that whole loaf that is in front of the one that is Betzeya. Shekima sheyesh al hashulchan pas shleima, because if there is on the table a whole bread, also levetzeya la prusa, then you're not allowed to make a bracha on a broken priest. Ella al derech sheizbar b'simen kuf samaches, only the way it's explained later on in chapter 168 over there in Sif Aleph and Beis. So, v'im bo habitzeya lachle kovid lemish gadol b'menu sheyitim tchila harshus biyadei. If the one who's breaking off wants to give honor to somebody who is greater than him, that he should be the one tasting first, he has the right to do so. V'yesh chokim, there's some disagree whether he can do so. So it doesn't rule here, but it seems like that the right way to do it is that the beitzeya makes the bracha first. So he should take and make the motzi first. We're talking about when they don't have their own bread or they don't have a full kikar. So then that's the order that the one who is the has the loaf, he's the one that makes the bracha first. All right. Subsection 21. Habitzeya hu poshet yodei techila lekaira lechel. Not only do you get to make the bracha first, but you get actually to stick your hand into the plate first. You get to stick your hand first into the plate to eat. If he wants to give honor to somebody who is greater than he, he's permitted. These are all honors that we learn. Honor, this is the laws of Derech Eretz for the Botzeya. Habotzeya Noisen Prusa Lifnei Kol Echad, the one who makes the Betzisa Pas, he is the one that gives a piece before each one. Va'achar Noitla Biyodei, and the other person takes it in his hands. Eleim Kein Ha'oichel Hu Avel, unless the one who eats is a mourner. So in the case of a mourner, I guess you don't put it in front of him, but he maybe takes it himself. It's just not to give it to the mourner. He says, I'm wondering if the way we would do it normally in Shabbos, you'd cut up a bunch of slices, and then you put it on a tray and you pass it around. I wonder if it qualifies exactly, because literally over here it says you should put it in front of each one. That would almost sound like you should cut the piece and give it to each one. And, you know, my father, may rest in peace, he used to do it that way. He used to cut a piece. But when you have a big crowd, it takes a long time to cut for each one and give, and everybody has to wait, so maybe that's not the better way. But here it says, the one who cuts the piece, he places it in front of each person, and the other one takes it in his hands, unless he's a mourner. Apparently, when he's a mourner, you don't give him to him, but he takes it himself, basically. That's what it would seem like. All these laws that we just said, they are the customs of Derech Eretz, of good ethics, or the way of the world. Shenogu Chacham Yisrael b'shuda. The sages of Israel have instituted these customs for the meals.
I never realized that you didn't need two rolls if it wasn't a Sa'uda or a Shabbos. I just thought you needed two.
Only for Shabbos because of the manna that came double. That's the whole idea. Ubishabbos ein achilas. Not only in Shabbos and Yom Tov as well.
Too, no?
Shabbos and Yom Tov for all the meals of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yeah. Ubishabbos ein avelus neheges. There is no conduct of mourning on Shabbos. So on Shabbos you would basically give it to everybody, even the mourners included. V'yizoyer abitzeya shelo yizroik chatichas hamoitzi lifnei hamesubim. He says you have to be careful that the one who breaks, distributes the bread, that he shouldn't throw it in front of the assembled. She'osur lizroik hapas, because bread, you're prohibited to throw bread. You can't throw, you're not allowed to throw bread. Afilu ala shulchan, even over the table, chumash is bar b'simen kufayin aleph, as will be explained in chapter 171, which doesn't have, we don't have it in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, that simen. But I've seen, it says specifically, you can't throw bread, because I know by some Rebbe's tish they have, they throw apples or things like that. Maybe it doesn't apply. As far as I know, is you're not allowed to throw any food. It's sort of a degradation of food. You have to look in the halacha over there. Is it only for bread? But that's a Hasidic tradition that some have. Now, subsection Chav Beis, 22. Toiv, we can finish today, hopefully, because we have just a couple of subsections, then we'll do a letter of the Rebbe. Toiv lezoher shaloi lahachil prusas abetziyah lenochri oy lebehema v'oif. It is good to be careful not to feed the piece that you break off when you say the motzi to a non-Jew, to an animal, to a bird, mishum kovet abrocha, because of honor for the blessing. You should eat that piece before you eat any other further bread, so that it should be eaten with desire. Mishum chivuv mitzvah, because of the dearness of the mitzvah, you made a bracha on that piece, so you should eat that. Some people say that it's best to eat it at the end of the meal. One who wants to fulfill both, should eat some in the beginning and some at the end. So therefore, you're doing both of them. It's interesting that the Rebbe, when he would farbring with the people, elder farbringen, so when he didn't wash, you know, wash was only on special occasions. At the end of Yom Tov, when there was kosher bracha, so then he would wash. But normally, when the Rebbe came down for a Shabbos farbringen, he would just have mizonos. So the Rebbe would take, they'd have a tray of cake, and the Rebbe would take out from the cake, I mean, it wasn't hamotzi, it wasn't pas, but it was with cake. He would take out some piece of the cake and put under the napkin. He would have a little bit in the beginning when he made the bracha, he'd had a little bit of the cake. And then before he made the after bracha, at the end of the ringing, he'd have a little bit more of the same cake. And that was, and then, you know, l'chaim in the middle, first he made kiddush, of course, and then he had the mezonos, and that was the extent of the Suda Shabbos at that point. I mean, we did later on, you know, that was the mezonos that he had, and that was done in front of everybody. But it's similar to what it says: you eat it from what you broke off in the beginning, you eat it in the beginning, and you eat it at the end. Subsection 23 Chav Gimel: Mishena Oichel Eina Yochel Levarich Hamoitzi Loitzi Oichlam Dechavasim. One who isn't eating cannot make the bracha hamotzi to fulfill the obligation those who are eating. So you can make a bracha for the other people. Even if they don't know how to make a bracha, you can't make a bracha for them. Since you're not obligated in the bracha, you can only make it for the other people if you have to make the bracha. Anyone who is not obligated, you cannot fulfill the other one's obligation. If you're not eating, you don't have to make the motzi, you can't make it for somebody else. But it's different when it comes to a mitzvah. The blessings we make over enjoyment that we eat or drink or that we benefit is not the same, is not compared to the blessing we make before we do a mitzvah. Over there, by a mitzvah, we say Sha'af Mishain Mukhuy Bidovor Mibneshik Varyotsudechivos. Even someone who's no longer obligated in that mitzvah because he's already fulfilled his obligation. Say the person already made his bracha on the lulav. He already shook the lulav and he already made his bracha on the lulav, right? So you cannot go ahead and make a bracha for somebody. So you could go ahead. So you can make the bracha for somebody who has not yet fulfilled their obligation. He gives another example here. That he doesn't make a, if he does not make a bracha for himself. As for example, if a person needs to make Kiddush, his wife didn't hear Kiddush. Or the women in the house didn't hear Kiddush. Okay? Or maybe he has guests in the house, they don't know how to make Kiddush. Okay? He already heard Kiddush. He was in shul. In shul they made Kiddush. Now we're talking about the real Kiddush. We're talking about the Kiddush Friday night, in which there's a bracha for Kiddush. Shabbos morning, there's no real bracha for Kiddush. You just say some verses over there. But you make the bracha. That's a regular brich saneni. But we're talking about the bracha for Kiddush, which is Friday night. We make a special blessing. We do the blessing. So he says, so if a person needs to make Kiddush for the women or people that can't ami ores, even though you heard Kiddush, you can go ahead and make Kiddush. Why? Because mitzvahs which are mandatory, every year has to do the mitzvah. So since they have to do the mitzvah, the women have to do the mitzvah, the person doesn't know has to do the mitzvah, you carry a responsibility for the other person because we are all responsible for one another. If he needs to make a bracha, that means I need to make the bracha because I'm responsible for him to make the bracha. You too, the person who already has fulfilled his obligation, he's still considered, you're still obligated in Kiddush, because that fellow didn't make Kiddush yet. You're still also obligated. There's still an obligation to you, because if you're responsible for him, then you're obligated for him. You have an obligation. It's unlike when we talk about blessing from when you're enjoying, for food or the like, although they're obligatory on the person who's benefiting, but he doesn't have to eat and make a bracha, he doesn't have to enjoy and make a bracha. He doesn't have to. He has to hear Kiddush. That's an obligation. I can fulfill his obligation. But he doesn't have to eat. Who says he has to eat? So therefore, that's not called an obligation. And therefore, if he doesn't know how to make the bracha and I'm not eating, I can't make a bracha for him. A person who is not benefiting is not considered obligated in this bracha zu. And the one who is obligated to make a bracha, that he wants to benefit. You want to eat, you can't say that I'm a chuyiv for your bracha. If you want to eat, you should know how to make the bracha. You can't say, oh, I want to eat and I have to make a bracha. That's why there's a responsibility for somebody else.
But you could teach the other person how to make the bracha.
Yeah. Even on Shabbos, where there is an obligation to eat bread. So it seems like the other person is obligated. Yet, since this obligation is only for the fact that he's benefiting, why is he making the bracha? It's because he's enjoying it. He's eating food. He's enjoying it. And therefore, because if a person doesn't enjoy food, he doesn't enjoy food, he enjoys fasting. Fasting causes him a delight of Shabbos. He's potam lecha, doesn't have to eat. You don't have to force you out to see. If you don't enjoy eating, then you don't have to eat. Shabbos is a mitzvah. The reason we have to eat, because the assumption is by most people, they enjoy food. That's the assumption. So that's what the Torah says. You have to enjoy Shabbos. So we translate that, eat a nice meal. That's the way you're going to cause delight on Shabbos. But if you don't enjoy the food, so if you enjoy more fasting, so then don't eat. Im kein, im enidei levorach gamkin loy yehana. So, just like a person who doesn't enjoy food can fast, so the same thing, if you don't know how to make a bracha, don't eat, don't benefit. Because one is not allowed to benefit from this world without making a bracha. Don't make me, I'm not mechoyev for you, because we are not responsible that this one should enjoy. We are responsible to, when a person is mechoyev in the mitzvah, but not in this case. But if there is an obligation for a person to eat, not just because he chooses to benefit, but there is an obligation of the Torah to eat. As for example, matzah b'leil rishon shel Pesach. Matzah, the first night of Pesach, is an obligation to eat. V'yayin shel Kiddush, and the wine of Kiddush, bein shel lailo, bein shel yoim, whether it's a day or night time. So if he doesn't know how to make a bracha, so another person who's already fulfilled the obligation can fulfill his obligation, even the not only the Kiddush but the bracha nenim hamoitzu ber pri agofen, he can still make the moitzu and the ber pri agofen, and that would apply also for the Kiddush for the day, even though you fulfilled your obligation, even though it's a bracha nenim, because it's part of the Kiddush. Since it's part of the Kiddush, that means you're obligated. If you're obligated, we're all obligated for each other, and then make the bracha. This is, we're talking about the blessing of Hamotzi, and we're talking about the blessing of Borei Pri HaGofen. It goes without saying, the blessing for the mitzvah, which is Birchas Achilas Matzah, Birchas HaKiddush Atzma, Shemi Birchas HaMitzvahs. Those are blessing of the mitzvah, the blessing of Achilas Matzah, and the blessing of Kiddush. Of course you can fulfill the other one's obligation. Ve'im Kiddush Ala Pas, and if one makes Kiddush on the bread, Mitzvah Gami Birchas HaMitzvah, you can fulfill the one who does not make the bracha, or the other person, also the Mitzvah, Shemi Kiddush, because then the bread becomes the obligation of Kiddush. If someone doesn't have wine, you make Kiddush on the bread, on the challah. So therefore, the challah becomes part of the Kiddush. So you can fulfill his obligation there too. That's not because he's enjoying the bread, but the bread becomes a part of the obligation of the mitzvah of the Kiddush. Just like the wine, when you're making a wine, when you're making the bread becomes. This will only apply to an adult that doesn't know how to make the bracha. You cannot make the bracha for him. Now, avol, unless it's birchas hamitzvahs. So we just know that. So kiddush you could. Kiddush you could. It's not a problem. Because it's birchas hamitzvahs. Avol lekatanim. But if we're talking about minors, rashoi levorich kol birchas hanenim. Kedei lechanchom b'mitzvahs. For minor, you're allowed to make all the blessings of even that you enjoy. So you can make for them, or they follow you. If they follow, they can follow you. Or they don't know how to say it, you can say it for them. Kedei lechanchom b'mitzvahs. Because then that is to educate them to do mitzvahs. That's how you educate them. So you can make the bracha. Ve'efilu. This would apply to a child who you are not responsible for that child's education. It's not your family, it's somebody else's child. You can go ahead and make the bracha. And that's how come you see, you know, teachers in schools when you're teaching children, like if the teacher has already made the various different brachas, he would still make the bracha with the students and teach them. Because that's part of the education. All right, this finishes chapter 167. We'll move on next time to chapter 168.